So, time now to meet the man, the brainchild behind a new website, disabilityinfoSA.co.za.
Alan, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us on Late Nights. Now, tell us a bit more. You're the brainchild behind disabilityinfoSA.co.za. Why did you see a need to start an online service like this?
Well, I've been disabled for going on 23 years, and when I first became disabled, I didn't know what was out there for the disabled with regards to assistive devices and sport that's available and the organisations. And as the longer I was in a wheelchair, I met people that were also disabled, and I found out more about what's available, and speaking to other people helped me in everyday just learn more about what's available and how to go about doing things and so on. So I found that a lot of people would stop me in the mall and say, ask me questions about where they could get a wheelchair like I've got, or different questions like that, and I thought, no, there's definitely a need for something where somebody can find all the information they need in one place. So that was basically the thought behind it.
And at the time that you yourself started using your chair, became a wheelchair user, what was out there? Because 23 years ago, we certainly didn't have the internet and the social media platforms that we do now.
Yeah, exactly. So it was basically word of mouth. You were put into contact with somebody that lived in your city that had become disabled before you, and they gave advice, and your occupational therapist or physio suggested a chair, and that's what you did. And like in my case, my parents met some other people that were disabled just before me, and they got ideas from them. And when I came out of hospital, I was put in contact with people and just picked up ideas from other people, and so it was passed on, you know. If I met somebody who was disabled, I then gave them the knowledge that I had, and I thought, no, there's got to be a better way to do this, and I started doing web design and thought, no, this is the perfect tool to put out there, because there doesn't seem to be anything else in South Africa like this. So that's how I went about doing it.
So
starting the site.
How long has the site been up now?
Well, it's officially been going for about 3 or 4 months, but I've been working on it for about going on 3 years. Officially launched it about three months ago, but it's still a huge work in progress, and by no way is complete. But I just felt that you can't complete a site like this and then launch it. It's changing and growing all the time, and as people contact me for information, and so it grows, and you see which direction to grow it. So yeah, there's a lot of incomplete pages and articles, but I'm always adding to it every day. I'm finding new information and new contact details of companies and so on.
And presumably, the more people that come to the site, the more information you will be able to gather also, as they also offer information to you.
Yes, yeah, and the more questions people ask me, the more research I start doing. I'm physically disabled, but I'm catering for other disabilities like the blind and so on. So as people start asking me those questions, I start researching that information more, and so that's basically how it's grown.
Tell us a little bit more about. I'm on the site now, and I can see that you've kind of divided it up into four main sections. Will you just talk about those?
It's a bit of it can be a bit of a sore issue because a lot of people are sensitive about their disability, and I did it this way to try and make it easier to navigate.
Mm.
But since I launched it, I have been in contact with the deaf and different groups of the under the intellectually impaired, and I have been in discussion with them about recategorizing to make it more acceptable to them. So as I said, it is going to change slightly with regards to the categorizing.
Mm.
But it can't be done overnight. It's a huge change that's going to eventually happen. But at the moment, I've basically categorized four disabilities or impairments, as I put it, which some people don't quite like that word, but under mobility, obviously, there's a wide range of disabilities.
Indeed.
But it basically speaks for itself. And then visual and hearing, and then intellectual, which is quite difficult because it covers learning disabilities.
Mm.
Or learning differences and intellectual and progressive disabilities that occur later in life, like Alzheimer's, etc.
Right, okay. Alan, you've raised a really interesting point there, and that is around the language that people find acceptable to use and to be described by and to describe themselves by.
Mm.
How do you tackle that? And for yourself, what language, what vernacular do you use to describe yourself?
I just feel I chose the word impairment because a lot of people don't like the word disability.
Mm.
They see it as rather an ability or a different ability.
Yeah.
I just feel that your normal functions are impaired, so that's why I felt that was an appropriate terminology. And I have spoken to members of the deaf who have, but obviously there's, again, you've got different viewpoints. Some sections are very happy with the word impairment, some are not. So I've spoken to them and they've given me the categorising that they would prefer.
Mm.
So, as I said, I will be tackling it in the next couple of months. Just, I find it quite difficult to decide what's more important, actually trying to help people or recategorising to make sure everybody's happy.
Yeah, no, I can imagine.
So far I've gone more online as just trying to help as many people, and that's where I'm trying to put all my time in. But I've met some people that have been very helpful in reading through the website and helping me with the categorising, and I will be tackling those issues in the next couple of months. So just been quite swamped with emails of people trying to look for information and products and so on.
Yeah.
So that's basically what I've been tied up with at the moment. So recategorizing has been put on the hold for a bit.
Sure, sure. How much of your own experience have you been able to draw on when it comes to knowing which services to advertise on the site? Because obviously you haven't always been somebody that uses a wheelchair. And so once that became the situation after your accident, presumably you would have then found yourself sort of really having to look for things that you know, a whole sort of different world then lay itself before you, and you had to look for things like wheelchairs and nowhere to get wheelchair replacements and things like that,
yes,
I guess.
Yeah, well, I started off with what I was finding. For example, something like an adjustable bed. I had spent quite a bit of time laid up through pressure sores, etc. And I thought, my belief was, an adjustable bed was actually a waste of money. And then when I was laid up, I thought somebody suggested that I actually get one. And I thought, well, it's, you know, a bit from the pricey side, it's a bit of a waste of money. But eventually I decided, no, this was important because of the time that I was spending laid up. And after purchasing one, I found that this is actually one of the best purchases I could have got because it just changed my life completely. I was able to start working on my computer while laid up in bed, and it just everything. I mean, pressure relief was a big difference. Being able to turn me, and so on. So it just made me so much more independent with what I could do because of this assistive device. And I think a lot of people don't realize maybe how useful some assistive devices are until they actually try them out or somebody actually tells them what how useful they've been. So, I started off with what I knew and slowly researched more and more information.
I'm looking at under mobility impairments at the moment and a wide range of things that certainly I wouldn't have even thought of. Things like, as you were talking about there, assistive devices, accessible housing. Service dogs, grants that are available, and then looking for a job. Things that might not necessarily jump into the forefront of one's mind, but you've sort of got them all covered here. Looking for a job, tell us how that, when that sort of, why did you decide to include that category there?
It's a huge topic. You know, when I became disabled, I thought, that's it, my work days are over. And as time has gone on, I've met people that actually go out and get jobs and go out to work every day. And I always thought, no, it's more better idea to maybe start your own business or something, because of transport issues and or some people believe, no, the only job I can do is either a call centre or watching a security camera. But as you meet new people, you find that actually there's people doing amazing work out there. And one of the companies that were kind enough to come in early and advertise on the website was Bradshaw LaRue, and they tried to help disabled people find jobs, and not only find the job, but actually make sure that they are able to keep the job. And I think that's such an important thing about being, if you're going to help somebody with a disability, you can't just drop them in on the deep end. Unfortunately, we do need special transport and disabled toilets, and the buildings have got to be accessible. So it's not just a matter of finding a job and going out and working every day. We've got a lot of issues that we've got to deal with, from health issues to transport to accessibility and so on. And company like this actually make sure that the environment you're working in is friendly and you're able to stick to your job. And so I just find that very interesting and something that maybe people, newly disabled people, might think, no, we're not really meant to go out and find a job. But if you push, you know, put this type of information on the website, they might look at this and say, hey, you know, there are actually companies out there that employ us.
I'm joined on the line by Alan Downey, who's the brainchild behind the website, which is disabilityinfo.sa.co.za, which basically started off as a platform in which to list services other information for people who are disabled. And I'm on the website now. Alan, thank you once again for joining us this evening. It's lovely to have you on the show. Just talk to us a little bit about the funding of the website, if you will, because I mean it's a free it's a free service. How do you fund the site?
Well, as I said, I do sell advertising space. A couple of companies have already joined. I decided to make it very reasonable, and once they've advertised, it's an advert for life. So the advert will remain on the site as long as it's live. And the reason I did that is to try to get companies to support the site as early while the site's still growing. Because obviously, as the site gets bigger, the advertising space will be less, and I've funded it myself, and my help has helped with research as well. So I've tried to employ him for longer periods, and my family's been very supportive.
And I see that people are able to make a donation to the site.
Sorry?
I see that people are able to make a donation.
Yeah. My school's been very kind, and they've really supported me in the past. So I was able to, they purchased a wheelchair for me and did a fundraiser. And I was able to use some funding to also start the website. So what I would eventually like to do is, if people are able to donate, also start putting some money back into the community, besides just using it to develop the site, is also try and purchase wheelchairs and so on. There's a lot of people out there that just have absolutely nothing. And I think sometimes they get lost in the cracks. And so I would like to try and eventually be able to do that as well. But, if any company would like to advertise or donate, it would be very welcome.
And they can get in touch with you via the website?
Yes, yeah. There's a variety of forms that you can either contact me directly, or you can fill out a form if you want to donate or advertise.
What's the response been so far, Alan?
It's been very good. It's still early days, but a lot of companies have...
Thanks to Alan Downey there from disabilityinfo.sa.co.za.